keeping up with him.
Okay. Good morning. I'm calling the meeting to order finance and facilities. Before I go into the regular program agenda, I'd like to make a few remarks regarding Dr. Eddie Williams, who is here today. Eddie, good morning. Before we begin, I would like to take this time to publicly acknowledge a very important person who has, over the past four decades, been so influential in making NIU what it is today. I have known Dr. Eddie Williams as this committee's staff liaison since 1996, when we were both much younger then, when the Board of Trustees first came into existence. I've had the privilege of working with him as chair and as a committee member as well. Throughout the years, he has provided this committee with exemplary service, just as he has the university. Dr. Eddie Williams is the gentle giant who has guided the university's finance, planning, facilities, and operations for more than two decades. He has, without a lot of fanfare, kept NIU's physical house in order during prosperity and also during difficult financial times. He has done things to help NIU that 99.9% of the people don't know about it, and is always ahead of the curve in anticipating trends in finance, making adjustments on the front end so that the impact of things such as budget cuts don't adversely affect those who work here or the students we have, and students that we serve. Eddie's creativity in the areas of financing has made many, many things possible for so many on campus. For example, as you need to look no further than the innovative public-private partnerships used to construct the first new residence hall on campus in 40 years, which is that new residence building that we have. In fact, you don't have to look very far on this campus or our other regional campuses to see the incredible impact he has had on NIU, the green space and beautification, construction of new buildings, renovations of existing structures in the world-class facilities. This, Eddie, is your legacy. Dr. Williams, thank you for your service. Thank you for your devotion. Thank you for you being true to NIU. We wish you and Shirley a happy, healthy, lengthy journey in your retirement. Thank you. Absolutely.
Dr. Williams, I was a student in 1978. I had an opportunity to meet you way, way, way back then. And I have to tell you, as a young student looking for a mentor on campus, a positive image, someone that I could look up to. It was great to be able to see somebody that was a part of the administration that was adding meaningful value to the institution that I could be proud of as a student. And then 30 years later, or 34 years later, 5 years later, for me to be able to say I had the honor of working with you as a member of the board in a different capacity is truly an honor. And I want to thank you for what you have done for this institution, and I want to thank you for being a role model to so many individuals that you have no clue that you've impacted. Thank you.
Trustee Miller.
Very, very quickly. I think what strikes me is that what we need to always remember is that we are a lifetime of our experiences. And I think when we reflect on Dr. Williams, we need to reflect on the lifetime of his accomplishments and the lifetime of the impact that he has had on students like Wheeler or people like me. Because I think that you lead with your spirituality, and that defines who you are. And the smile that you always have whenever you greet individuals, I think will be something that will remain in this room, whether you are here or not. We thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Chair Marshall. Excuse me, Trustee Marshall.
I think my colleagues have probably said many of the words, so I will do this with all reverence.
Trustee Butler.
I just wanted to add, I met Dr. Williams in 1992 when I became the student member of the Board of Regents at the time. And I've enjoyed a long and very positive relationship with you. I have a great deal of respect for you. We worked together back in those days on the Center for Black Studies project, also with the gentleman sitting next to you, the parking garage, the Campus Life Building. And then I went on to do other things and came back, and we've gotten to know each other as well in this new capacity. And I think I oftentimes tell people that you don't really know Eddie Williams until you sit in an executive session with him and you learn about the very complex and intricate nuances of a financial issue, and that's when you really see this man work. And he is he has an outstanding mind. We've been very lucky to have him working with us all these years, and the best to you and your family.
Well, Eddie, thank you for all the years that you have been helpful to me personally. And it's the final word that I can only think of is that you're always true to NIU. And because you stay true, you have had disagreements with many a person. But thank you that because you stay true, we are what we are today. God bless. I will now go to the regular program. Is that all right with you, General Counsel?
That is fine with me, unless you just want to adjourn the meeting now.
That's tempting. Let me think about it for a second.
Like a motion?
I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, Sharon.
Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Committee Chair Robert Boy.
Here.
BOT Chair Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Mr. Blakemore, verification?
Appropriate notice pursuant to the Open Meetings Act has been made for this meeting, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Approved.
Thank you. Review and approval of minutes, which we do not have the minutes at this time, Cheryl, right? Okay. We will catch up with it in the next meeting. Under Chair's comments, today's agenda includes several items that require committee approval. Among them are interim approval of the fiscal year 2014 internal operating budget, renewal of the fiscal year 2014 solid waste removal and recycling contract, approval of an amendment and an expenditure authorization for two university outreach grants, permanent easement, contract for university business and analytics and data warehouse, license migration, implementation, maintenance fee restatement, and extension of caps. The committee will receive reports including update on campus summer improvement, that's Jeff Dower, and quarterly report of transactions in excess of $100,000, periodic report on investments, and semi-annual progress report of active capital project. I'm now at the point of this program that I'd like to recognize the UAC representatives and who are here today.
Greg Waz, Helen's son.
Thank you, Dr. Waz. Would you like to make some comments?
No, I have no statement.
Thank you. And anyone here from UAC, representing UAC? Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Dr. Waz. I think that Steve, I'm now going to turn the program over to you.
Thank you, Trustee Foy. Well, Eddie, I think we first started working together in 1990 or so, and I was on the chancellor's staff then, so that was my first year starting. And by then, Eddie already had 20 years doing these things and has built a wonderful legacy for this university and for all of us, so we appreciate that. I think this would have been close to your 60th Finance Facilities and Operations Committee meeting, so this will be a first here for me, so we thank you for the way you've prepared us for the future. Much appreciated. Our first item is item 7A is the fiscal year 2014 internal operating budget. Every year we request interim approval of the budget, which is really a copy of the fiscal 13 budget. It provides that we have spending authority going into the next fiscal year, fiscal 14, until which time as the legislature completes its work and we get a final budget, and we then will update this budget at the next board meeting after that, which will be the September board meeting. So we request your approval.
Trustees, motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? No discussion. I'm going to call
Before, let me raise a question here. In terms of allocation, the allocation of the budget dollars will stay the same until we have final numbers. Is that correct? Or have we made any adjustment to any of the budget allocations? And then the second part of that question is, our new president coming in, has he had an opportunity to sit down with you as it relates to our budget?
Thank you. With respect to the first question, we'll enter fiscal 14 with this interim budget, so there won't be any major changes in terms of the budget other than our planning for the finalization of the budget once the legislature completes its work. Yes, I have had several opportunities actually to consult with Dr. Baker about the budget and his interest in working on the budgeting process going forward. He has a lot of great ideas there.
So. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, we'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
With respect to budgeting, though, I also want to recognize Mike Mann. He's new to our staff. He's our Assistant Vice President for Budgeting and Finance. So Mike, too, will be assisting us with the new administration as we work on the budgeting process. So Mike, welcome.
Mike, will you stand up so we can all know who you are in the future? Thank you. Welcome.
He'll answer a lot of the hard questions on the budget here. Item 7B is renewal of a contract with Waste Management for solid waste removal and recycling. This is the fifth year of 9 renewals. Jeff Dower can answer any questions we might have about this, and we request your endorsement of this renewal.
Okay. May I have a motion, please?
So
all right. Is it a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Item 7C is a university outreach grant. This is with the Proton Therapy Treatment and Research Center. This is a grant with Louisiana State University to conduct research on long-term particle beam effects on patients. Lisa Bergeron is here to answer any questions that we might have on this item. It is a grant-funded a subcontract.
Okay. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Trustee Strauss, seconded. Discussion?
I have a comment. It's not a question. It's really a comment. We had changing expectations in regards to proton therapy and its relationship with NIU. And I think, and I spoke with Lisa during the break and felt that, you know, we really have achieved many of the things that we had anticipated to benefit Northern Illinois University, and that is to enhance our research and training. And so regardless of whether or not physical facilities ever came to fruition, I think that we achieved many of the goals that we had anticipated. And to see this grant continue from the initial, I think we had about $15 million from, is that correct, from the Department of Energy originally, to see some of these grants continue, and especially to see the collaboration with various universities in the country. And I know we did spend quite a bit of time, I'm not sure if we continue to work with MD Anderson. So the reputation of NIU academically continues to be reinforced through these mechanisms, and the spirit of collaboration on a national basis is being funneled through Proton, and I'm glad that we still have this vehicle available to us.
Good. Thank you. Any other discussion?
Yes, I've got a question. Yes. We're doubling the amount that we committed, I guess, last year. Can someone explain for what? What are we doing?
We, Dr. Bergeron or Dr. Freeman?
We're in a no-cost extension period, and this is just allowing us to expend the remaining funds to continue to complete the deliverables that were in the original project as outlined with this collaborator.
Okay, so we're not expanding our scope or commitment here?
No, this is basically a new grant year. Because of the no-cost extension, we're forwarding funds to finish up the deliverables associated with the original scope of work through this subcontract.
I see.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, and we'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7D is another grant authorization. This is the Illinois Shared Learning Environment grant. Jonathan Furr, I think, is here. Jonathan, stand up, please. Jonathan is the principal investigator on the grant, and this is phase two. The board did approve phase one expenditures in March, and phase two is another we'll provide expenditure authority for the remaining $6 million on the grant, bringing it up to $9 million. So great project. It deals with leveraging IT for learning environments and from K-12 forward.
Good. Okay. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item 7E is a permanent easement request from the City of DeKalb. This relates to the roadway entrance into the new police station that's being constructed on Lincoln Highway. And this is a small triangle at the corner of our property at the intersection of Lincoln Highway, and it's about 300 square feet. It is consistent with our easement requirements, and our general counsel's office has worked on this.
Right. Trustees, motion, please.
Since I see the work's already going on, I think I could move the way.
It's good. We're going to approve it before it's finished. Thank you. Thank you. Second, is that a second? Thank you. All right. Discussion.
The real question is, do we have a choice in the matter?
Trustee Willie, you're always practical. All right. Another discussion. I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Carry.
Thank you. Item 7F is a relates to our enterprise resource planning system. In 1997, the university adopted PeopleSoft as its platform for enterprise resource planning. Back then, we implemented the financial system and the human resource system in advance of the Y2K issues, if people remember that. More recently, we implemented the student administration system. The payroll system is also part of this suite and a number of other applications. Throughout this time, we periodically have had to update our licenses and our maintenance agreements with the PeopleSoft. Oracle then acquired the PeopleSoft Corporation around 2005, and that was really a positive development because Oracle brought with it a much higher threshold of capability with respect to the development of this IT architecture. And as of fiscal 14, a number of our licenses are expiring and need to be renewed. As it turns out, Oracle's fiscal year ends as of June 1. And so our IT team has been working to negotiate an upgrade or a renegotiation of our licenses and maintenance fees on our current products. But this item also sweeps in the latest version of the Oracle Data Warehouse business intelligence type of software, which will enable us to move forward with the analytics needed to make the information-based business decisions for budgeting and so on in the future. It is one of the latest most high-end products with respect to this type of software. In addition, this board item has an implementation budget of $1.2 million to facilitate implementation of the data warehouse and related technologies during fiscal 14. So that would be completed during fiscal 14. Now, before we go forward, though, I want to emphasize that this is co-sponsored by Provost Alden in the Academic Division, by Wally Zerniak, the Information Technology Services Division, Student Affairs. All of the divisions of the university have to collaborate with systems like this. It's very cross-functional. And working with Oracle, we had our university IT team who really works to implement the different aspects of the enterprise resource planning system. So I'm going to recognize them, too, before we go forward, if that's okay. And starting with Steve Pace. Now, Steve can't stand up because he's had a little accident at home, so he's in a wheelchair. But Steve has negotiated with Oracle our financing of the enterprise resource planning system since its inception in 1997, and is the finance and facilities member of the team. Celeste Latham is also a member of the team. She's responsible for records administration generally on the university system, including electronic records and especially the human resource and payroll information systems. Nick Chobain is here. Nick's from ITS. Nick has helped us negotiate with Oracle recently, and Jeff Reynolds from the academic division has also been. So these four individuals work very collaboratively on our enterprise system moving forward, and we'll be working to get it implemented during fiscal 14. So they're also here to answer questions that we might have that might get over my head fairly quickly, so we can proceed. We seek your approval of this renewal.
All right. I'll just make a quick comment here before I ask for the motion. I still remember when Eddie Williams brought this to me, one of the things that I said that why we're waiting so long, let's get moving, was the fact that once we get this implemented, he told me, we no longer need Social Security as an identification for students to enroll. Scares the heck out of me. We had to use Social Security numbers at that time to enroll students. Is that correct, Eddie? This is back in 1996, 1997, folks, and look where we are today. I hope we no longer use Social Security numbers.
It's illegal. Not so long ago.
General Counsel just reminded me it's illegal. Thank you. Anyway, so I'm going to first ask for a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. Discussion. Steve's ready to answer all the questions.
Absolutely.
We had a commission to study some time ago at Trustee Coleman's insistence, and I'm wondering how this relates to the results of the study and whether Trustee Coleman has had the opportunity to take a thorough look at this, and I'd appreciate his input as to the adequacy given his professional background.
So let me first say, in terms of the study, we've got to get Wally and his team in front of this committee, or one of our committees, or in front of the board, and I don't know if it's possible, Madam Chair, that we can have a readout in June. Originally, we were targeting at the end of 2012 to have a readout on the assessment, and I know the assessment went a lot longer than anticipated. So maybe in June we can have a readout in terms of the technology study.
And it should be before this committee rather than tying up the Board of Trustees committee. Chair, how do you feel? All right, we can follow up on that.
Yeah, so it needs to come in front of this group. The actual committee, it really doesn't matter, in my opinion. Let me say this. I had a conversation with Steve related to the PeopleSoft upgrade and the acquiring of additional capability. The data analytics component, by the way, is something that we absolutely need. I'm not quite sure how comprehensive it is as it relates to all divisions of the institution taking advantage of that the information and the capabilities there. The time to negotiate with ORCO, and by the way, as part of my job, I also negotiate with ORCO for software purchases for my company. I will tell you, this is the time to negotiate because you get your best deals right before year end. Because they're trying to make their numbers and look good for Wall Street. And so I mentioned to Steve that I thought he should go back to ORCO and find additional throw-ins or additional discounts that he could possibly get. And I understand you did that and actually got some additional discount.
That's correct.
Or capability discount and maybe additional functions, I believe. So on the surface, I think the deal looks pretty good. I will say this also. Sometimes acquiring software is a lot easier than actually installing it and making it available for all of the institution to use. And so I know we've got about another million plus that we got set aside for the project itself. In my opinion, we've got to manage that really, really closely and manage the scope and make sure that we're getting the value out of it and that we don't run into extensive cost overrun. That's the real watch, in my opinion.
So if I could follow up with just one question for either of you two. There's nothing in this purchase that is inconsistent with the overall architecture that you anticipate is going to be requested as a result of whatever comes out of this study that's been done?
It would be premature for me to say that, but I will tell you the one thing about the Oracle platform, Oracle as a company has been trying to control the entire architecture stack or the entire technology stack. So from presentation layer to middleware, from the database all the way down, they've been trying to control that entire stack. And my understanding, and Wally, you may need to clarify this, we're going to be running the Oracle software on Oracle equipment, including their database. And so architecturally, it's in keeping. In fact, it's a simpler footprint, the fact that it's all Oracle, which is consistent with the current architecture stack. Is that correct, Wally?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Trustee Marshall?
Steve, I'm assuming that this will allow us to keep up with the Joneses.
Indeed it will. In fact, that's a good point, Trustee Marshall. And, Northern has a really good record compared to many universities in terms of fully implementing enterprise resource planning capabilities, maintaining them consistently updated, and achieving this with remarkable cost efficiencies compared to almost any university of our size or larger or smaller. And so I think in talking with Wally about the report that will be one thing that's probably going to be emphasized is that we do take the next step and implement the analytic capabilities that this new software will provide for us across all the divisions of the university.
Including student affairs?
Yes.
Yes.
So in keeping with what Wheeler mentioned in terms of timeframe and opportunity for negotiation, given that May 31st is the end of their fiscal year, do you feel, Steve, that you have had enough time and to work with them to be able to optimize the position of the university?
Very good question, and we've been working with Oracle for many months on this. In fact, we actually had a meeting with Jeff Henley, the chair of the corporation, had the opportunity to meet with him. We were brought in to be really the institution of public higher education that they had such a meeting with to talk about being a leader in terms of implementing these latest updates. In terms of the negotiations, we did go back several times. This will over the cost that we would otherwise have accumulated under the current fee structure that is expiring as of fiscal 14. Even with the new technology, we will still save about $320,000 a year because this is all bundled together so that all of our licenses and maintenance agreements will then be in the same timeline. And we have caps, we negotiated caps in terms of the annual renewals. So the reason for this being on the agenda now is that the pricing does, guarantee does end as of June 1, and so we are asking your endorsement to have this be with the special board meeting that will come up later on today so we can beat that deadline.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, I'm going to call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we move to the university reports and information items, and our first presentation is Jeff Dower, Associate Vice President, is going to run through our summer projects that we're working on this summer.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jeff.
This morning I'm going to try to quickly run through some of the projects that we're going to be pursuing over the summer of 2013. We'll not be talking about all of them, but I'm going to get the major ones up on the screen and be able to talk to them. Just briefly. As many of you noticed, we started moving pretty quickly after graduation and have made a lot of progress already. Today assisting me is our draftsman, John Moloff, in the back of the room. John created this drawing, and we're very proud of it, and I'm going to tell you a little later why we went to this much effort. But without further ado, why don't we bring up the lighting upgrades that we're planning, John? Okay. This summer, we're pursuing lighting upgrades at Stevenson Towers in the residence hall here. We're also going to be making upgrades at the University Circle and over at the Psych Math Building, replacing the older light fixtures that don't throw as much light with the new Q-tip style campus standard. Should be very nice. Also over at Home Student Center at their northwest corner. Go ahead, John, to the electrical. We have five major substations on campus. These electrical substations are how we bring in power to the campus and distribute it to our campus in a grid fashion so that we have redundancy. They're not very attractive, but they're very necessary and they're not mobile. So we're going to attempt to screen four of those this summer, the Stadium, Glidden, Carroll, and Lucinda substations. Additionally, as you heard at the February board meeting, we're going to be pursuing more high voltage cabling replacement. This summer it's going to happen at the southeast corner of campus near the science buildings. It'll be complex and coordinated, but together we're going to do it and replace some of that 50 and 60 year old cabling. Go ahead to fountains, John. We're adding two fountains to campus this summer. I like doing the fountains because people enjoy them aesthetically, but they also add to our water quality. When we're oxygenating the water, we're reducing our seaweed and such, the obstructions that would cause us a problem in the storm. So when we have clear storm waterways, that's a good thing for our flooding or lack of flooding. Landscaping improvements this summer are far and wide. We're going to be replacing some of the old exterior furnishings with the new campus standard, the black steel that you see out there. We're also bringing in a lot of black dirt and seeding in many places, backfilling where we've got some ruts, dealing with some of our cow paths that are out there, and generally pruning and replacing some trees that have died in the past. So a lot of landscaping upgrades all over campus, as you can see here. Pedestrian walk paths are one of my favorites because we get a triple bonus out of this one. When we replace concrete and flat work out on campus, it does look good. Everybody likes to see that. We take the old spalling, heaving concrete out that has been through 30 winters here in the Midwest. When we put it back, we have reduced our trip hazards. So I get to punch the safety box. That's a good thing. Not only that, those of our campus students and staff that are using wheelchairs or walkers makes it a little easier at the transition points. And we think through that. We remove stairs where we can and repour with ADA compliant slopes. So we get to support ADA, we get to punch the safety box, and it looks great. Our mason on campus is a master mason. He's top notch. And he's here every morning right now at 6 in the morning and working until 5. So we're pushing him to his limits, and you can see we're going after a lot of flat work this summer. Many of you have called in and asked about how we're doing on our road work and patching. It was a rough winter. Two major sections of our roads are going to be replaced this summer. Here you can see where we're going after next to Stevenson Towers on the west side, on Stadium Drive West, and on Stadium Drive North next to the Chesick facility. We're bringing in large stormwater, and so when we come back, we're going to repave, and that should be a beautiful road when we're done. Additionally, we've finished up bringing heavy equipment and trucks through to do the renovations at Grant and at New Residence Hall, building New Residence Hall. Now we're ready to tear up that road and replace it. So those would be two brand new sections for campus of our roadways out on the far west. Additionally, we're going to be looking at a lot of patchwork. As I said before, we've got some areas where we have concentrated potholes. And so at the music building on the north side, anybody familiar with that parking lot? It's a little rough, but it won't be in a couple weeks. Additionally, we're going to do the same at the bus Circle Drive. Neptune, and several others. As you can see, the small gray boxes. John, why don't you turn those on and off a couple times so they can see them. So several places we're making patchwork. Okay. Bridges and stone repair will be ongoing through the summer. A couple of key ones, we're going to renovate the columns at the rec center. We're having some spalling there, making sure that those are taken care of. We're doing some planning for the bridge here next to Neptune between the Circle Drive and Neptune for next summer. And we're also doing some stone work over at Davis and Faraday and Swin Parson. So some of our older buildings that need regular maintenance. Roofs is something that we haven't had on this plan before, but we've got a lot of roofs happening this summer. So three of them are Capital Development Board related, state monies from CDB, and those are occurring at the music building here at Montgomery, and we're finishing up at Zuloff. So it's good news to see some of those monies coming in and being used, and especially in those buildings. Also, one project I'm particularly excited about this summer. Last year we did a really smart thing when we were doing Gilbert Hall. We harvested some of the old slate off of the roof, and that's a 50-year-old slate. But slate buildings last longer than that. And so we took 8 pallets of the slate that had been colored by the sun, and it happens to be about the same age as the roof over at Neptune North. So we're going to take that slate and fix Neptune North with the slate that we harvested, and it should look seamless because the color of the fading over time should be about the same. And it's a great green initiative, so we're very excited about that. Finally, John, one more. Well, we're cleaning the rec center roof, finishing some things. We're cleaning the field house roofing and finishing work at the rec center. So, okay, go ahead, buddy. We've got quite a bit of painting going on. The notables are Davis Hall exterior trim. We're working at the residence halls, especially Northern View. It's been several years, and we're starting to need to address and maintain our wood on the exterior of the building. And we're going to do some work at the television center. Building service. Why don't we do building service first, John? It's not really, we would have to paint the whole map. That's why John didn't bring it up. Because building service is going to be out there cleaning windows on 6 stories and below, which is most of campus. They're going to be pressure washing our sidewalks and getting them clean and looking sharp. And some of our buildings are going to get some attention with cleaning as well. So those guys will be on the lifts all summer long, and we're prepared to hit it hard. It's going to be good. Additionally, we have 4 major projects that are wrapping up this summer and fall. Many of you are familiar with those. The campus recreation fields out here to the west. I know our students can't wait to be there. It's going to be wonderful when it opens. The Chessick practice facility here. Grant Towers North D Tower is coming online this fall, as is Gilbert Hall. So this is all great news, but it's the final push, and you all know how it is at the end of a project. It's when we get busiest. We also are doing 4 major parking lots, it is the bittersweet. They're going to be really nice when they're done, and it's going to be a challenge through the summer as we're pursuing 2E south of Anderson, and we're going after K&L across from the stadium. And the dust is already flying over here by Montgomery in lot 13. So a lot going on. John, could you turn on all the layers? As John turns these on, you can kind of get a feel for how much the staff at Finance and Facilities is pushing right now to make a difference for our campus. And these men and women that are out there, I'm very proud of them, and I see them coming in before 7 and leaving after 6, and I know they're doing everything they can to make this place look sharp for our students, so I wanted you to see that. It is staggering when you look at it with all the colors turned on. The reason that we chose this map for the presentation is because I get to triple dip again here. One, it was nice for the presentation. Everybody could see what we're doing. But two, we want the campus leadership, those of you out in the audience, to be able to use this for your planning as you're going through summer. So your events are important. You need to know what's happening. And so the fine people at Web Communications, I'm going to say Janice O'Brien, way to go. She did a wonderful job and got this information up on the website. So you can go use our campus map to figure out where we're going to be and when we're going to be. We go to a lot of effort to update it every single week. So if you want to know what our plans are, when we're going to finish that parking lot, when we're going to finish that planter, you can go here to this site and help yourself. And if you see a conflict and you're having trouble, and call and say, hey, Jeff, I got this event going. We got potential students coming in. We'll figure it out. Okay. At this point, I would ask if there are any questions I can help with.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice presentation.
Thank you, sir. I tip my hat to the men and women in Finance and Facilities who are working hard and I thank Dr. Williams for helping me to become a servant for the university.
Thank you, Jeff. We wanted you to see this presentation because it really demonstrates the scope and complexity of summer work. We use the summer time frame to get caught up on a lot of things. Some is campus beautification associated with Vision 2020, other deferred maintenance projects, and other the completion of capital projects that are in our capital report later on that we'll go over in a few minutes. But the culmination of projects coming up with this fall semester is very significant for the campus, and we'll be in good shape as of the August-September time frame.
Steve, I do have a question for you. In terms of contracting out the services, are we sending this out for bid, or do we have a standing contract? How do we handle it?
We do. There are a combination of methods. First, we do a number of projects with our internal personnel in the physical plant and our trades. Second, and they have the opportunity to look at a project and price it to see if it can be done competitively internally versus externally. If we do go external, there are bidding procedures. We have standing contracts with a number of companies that we have bid with that are there for maintenance agreements that we utilize over the summer, and for major projects, those are each bid separately in terms of the contractor. If they are CDB projects, there will be a contractor that will go along with that, and those projects are managed by the CDB in coordination with our internal staff here.
Okay. And really, Jeff, I've got a follow-up question for you in terms of the cable that we're replacing. Are we also leveraging the fiber cable or the fiber network that Wally and his group are managing? Are we running those to the psych building and some of the other facilities?
Not during this project, sir. These conduits are specific for high voltage.
Okay. All right. So in this particular, but not in this case.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Chair Wheeler, Trustee Wheeler, I think that there is a lot of confusion going on as well as the demarcation between fiber and cable. There's still, depending on the power and the voltage and all the good stuff. The fiber in general is really used for the IC type of application and the close samples that Jeff brought back in here to show us a few years ago, which was a disaster. That's a high voltage cable, so yeah. We still
one,
have.
One has a little more
EMF.
Yeah, okay, anyway, does that your discussion finish?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
I would like to suggest that under information category, because we're running a little bit short on time, that unless there's someone, trustees, who have specific discussions you want to talk about, I'm going to just in general leave it as a general item of information and be done with it so that we can get moving on the next subject. Is that okay with you, trustees? All right. Hearing none there, then I'm going to then call this particular meeting here as finished. And what do I have next here? I think that we're going to adjourn.
So
okay, I'm going to ask for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Butler, do you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Okay, good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Carrie. Have a good summer, all, and we'll be seeing you again quite soon at the Board of Trustees meeting. Good job?
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.